You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We are back, and we're back with Keith Lampe. Keith is the president and chief operating officer of Inland Private Capital Corporation. They call it IPCC. He's going to talk to us today about private placements and 1031 exchanges. Thanks for joining us today, Keith. Can you tell me a little bit about your business? And I understand that you've been with IPCC since 2001. Well done to you.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me. So IPCC, I guess to take a step back.
Yeah.
Part of Inland Group of Companies, which is a very large spanning commercial real estate firm that has been in business for about 45 years. And the Inland Group is involved in a number of areas of the commercial real estate investing arena. We have a property management division. We have a group that specializes in land development, a commercial real estate lending arm. We have a brokerage group. We even have a real estate school. So we really are very broadly entrenched in the real estate arena.
Yeah, but you missed the best part.
I was getting there. Yeah, the part that we're here to talk about today and I'm most excited about is IPCC. Now, you mentioned I started in 2001. That was actually the same year IPCC was founded and kind of organized as its own enterprise. And really, we're the division that is really set. Our business objective is set forth to acquire and offer properties to investors in a fractional ownership style vehicle. So we pre-purchase and in some instances package programs and allow investors direct access to invest in those programs as fractional owners. And it's really it's been a very exciting growth engine within the Inland organization. Our product is specifically designed and tailored to accredited investors, so high net worth investors. And it's been a great couple of years for us. We're excited to be here and talk more about it.
Well, that's super. But I was alluding to the fact of who your founders were. I think it's just a great story. Maybe we can get Nicole to bring them on one time and talk about how you guys got started by, I just got to say it, a handful of school teachers. I think that's just a great story.
It is a great story. It's kind of one of the great American success stories. You know, four school teachers really founded the company. In a very kind of grassroots fashion, they began investing in real estate and raised capital from friends and family, and in some instances, other school teachers and even principals at certain points. And it really just snowballed, and kind of their success grew into the large spanning enterprise that the Inland Group is today. And you know, you fast forward 45 years, these four owners have been involved in over $40 billion in acquisitions. Raised over $20 billion in capital from outside investors. We have a nationwide footprint. We manage properties across about 48 states. So it really has grown into one of the major real estate enterprises throughout the country.
You see, now that's what I wanted to hear. To me, that's a great story, too, and it really provides the underpinning and the real snapshot of your corporate culture and why you look out for your investors, because, golly gee, you guys were those guys just a few years ago.
It really does. It transcends, throughout every organization, and it really molds the way we evaluate opportunities for our investor base and putting our own skin in the game and track record on the line each time we put together a real estate program. So the culture really does resound throughout the entire organization.
Now that's a powerful message. So let's talk to some accredited investors. IPCC, you guys offer 1031s and private placements. Can you explain the difference between those two types of products?
Sure can. So 1031 exchanges, any time we offer a 1031 exchange, it is structured as a private placement. So in certain instances, they're one and the same. Ultimately, we're structuring private offerings for accredited investors. Many of them are designed to qualify as replacement property for investors that are looking to complete a Section 1031 exchange. So they're structured in a fashion where if you're a property owner, you sell your real estate holding, you're looking at the capital gains tax that you may face when you sell appreciated real estate, and you're looking for a place to reinvest those proceeds to ultimately defer that capital gains tax through Section 1031 of the tax code. Our structure qualifies as an alternative to a reinvestment opportunity. However, that's not where the story ends. So many of our private placements, whether they're structured as 1031 vehicles or they're not, are something that accredited investors also consider as a cash alternative. You know, it's a defined property or pool of properties. Many high net worth accredited investors really kind of enjoy the idea regarding doing due diligence and kind of kicking the tires as it relates to any particular real estate offering. And what we're ultimately doing is we're buying properties at the same scale that a lot of the large non-listed REITs and many other institutional platforms are purchasing them. We're structuring it in this fractional ownership vehicle, and that gives your accredited investor the opportunity to invest in $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 increments and still buy the same institutional quality real estate that many of the large-scale buyers are looking at.
Wow, so you're letting Main Street operate like Wall Street with your Wall Street-type infrastructure. I think that's great. Now, you know, many of the people out there that are an accredited investor, they have a variety of different needs and desires. It's up to their advisor to kind of help them with all that. But is your focus on growth or income, or even how about capital preservation? Where does all that fit in?
You know, really, Jim, all of the above. Our investment thesis is, I would say, more primarily focused on providing consistency in income and capital preservation. You know, growth and capital appreciation are certainly components to our investment thesis, albeit they're important but secondary objectives. So, you know, when I really boil it down, and every deal is a little bit different, but most of what IPCC is out there in the market kind of targeting are stabilized assets. We're buying in primary and secondary markets. We're buying assets that have relatively high occupancies. If it's a commercial asset with a commercial tenant, we're looking and underwriting strong credit profiles, long-term leases. So you really have that infrastructure that allows you to project and predict kind of a long-term stable income stream, and that really kind of resonates with our investor base. But we have to do a good job of striking the balance between consistency in income and also capital preservation fundamentals. So we are looking for growth in addition to the income that our properties generate.
Okay. Either somebody's identified that they want to invest in a fractional real estate product, or they've done a 1031 and they want to get involved with some of your 1031 products. How does somebody find out how they can invest in one of your products? What's the channel for an accredited investor to get additional information if they're interested?
Well, we follow a wholesale distribution approach. So we do not sell our interest direct, direct to the end user, direct to the investor. We package all of our private placements as securities offerings. So they are regulated by FINRA and the governing bodies that regulate securities offerings. So all of our offerings are distributed through a broker-dealer network, which has financial planners, financial professionals that have the appropriate securities licensing to advise clients on which offerings are more appropriate for them. They're doing suitability tests. They're looking at concentration in real estate versus other asset classes. And really, that's the distribution channel that we sell our product through. So the main takeaway here, bottom line, is we do not sell our product directly.
So if somebody wants to find out more about you, I guess they have to, and I'm going to use a fancy term for a minute, they have to talk to their RA, I guess that's registered advisor, right?
Their registered investment advisor, their financial planner who's licensed with a broker-dealer, any firm that is has signed an agreement to distribute our product can tell them more, and they can learn more about Inland Through.
Okay, well, listen, let's give them a reason to ask some more questions. Why don't you tell me a little bit about IPCC's growth since you joined the organization, and why don't you tell me a little bit about why this type of investment is improving? I think I know, but you're the expert.
Sure. It's been interesting. I mentioned, we started this company in 2001, and it really was a very steady organic growth story from 2001 to 2009. We obviously know what happened in late 2008, early 2009. We hit a pretty major macroeconomic hiccup and bump in the road. We saw a very deep-rooted recession, and what came to be post-recession was very interesting and actually very rewarding for us at the Inland Private Capital side of the business. What we saw is our track record of performance really held up throughout that economic downturn. Many of our competitors kind of went by the wayside, and we were left with an industry that was rebuilding, was growing, and we were kind of leading the charge as it relates to market share and track record of performance. So the past several years, in fact, the past two have really been major growth years for us. I think a lot of that has a lot to do with our nimble approach to asset selection and identifying opportunities. You know, it goes back to the product we offer. We offer a defined asset or defined pool of real estate investments, and that infrastructure allows us to be very nimble and read the market, assess where we see opportunity, and pounce on it and bring that to the marketplace or to the end user, the investor, at the end of the day. And that's allowed us to evolve our portfolio structure, bring a variety of different asset classes to the marketplace, modify our approach as it relates to financing and our cost structure, and the marketplace has really rewarded us for that growth. So it's kind of where things stand today, and we've reemerged as an enterprise post-recession, bigger and better than we were going in.
Well, you know, I look at the assets that you're buying because I'm lucky enough to be on your distribution list, and I see assets that are relatively defensive with a little bit of protection against increasing interest rates and things like student housing, regular apartment projects, anchored retail in good locations with limited exposure to, I'll call it, the internet. So it seems to me like you're really calibrating your portfolio to play good, solid offensive defense. Is that a term?
That's a good way of putting it. Our approach has been really to provide a menu of options to the marketplace.
Okay.
So we don't want to be a 1-2-3 trick pony. We've really made it a corporate objective to provide a variety of asset types, a variety of leverage points, because one asset might be perfectly suited for one investor and it might be completely wrong for another. And by having a wide variety of offerings, you know, that allows investors to kind of place their chips, place their bets, and asset allocate accordingly throughout our menu of options. And it's served us well. To date now, we manage a very diverse nationwide footprint across 44 states. We manage over 400 assets on behalf of private capital investors.
Oh, you're getting out ahead of me, because I wanted to tease the next segment, because we're going to have to take a break in a minute. So how big is your reach as far as total dollar value? You talked about 400 assets. We've only got about a minute. Tell me a little bit about how big you are right now. Then we're going to talk about, on the other side of the break, the type of assets you've got, and maybe give people a couple of examples. So, Keith, how much invested do you have right now, cash-wise?
So we've raised about $2.4 billion in equity from investors. Many of our programs, on average, are about 50% leveraged. So our portfolio size, in fact, we just hit a major milestone. We've offered over $5 billion in assets to investors over the past 12 or so years.
High five.
It was a great milestone for us, something we're very excited about.
Well, listen, I think that's a great place to take a pause. The folks in the control room, AC, he knows how to handle this. So we're going to take a breath. I've given him a cue. AC's going to pick it up. He's going to take it. He's going to play us some music, and then we'll be right back after this short break with more on Inland and their products.